Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 36. Hello and welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 36. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast and for the script of today's program. Today we are going to do a little shopping. Lucy is going to talk about one of her recent trips to the shopping mall. Let's listen in.
I needed a new dress for a wedding I was attending next week, so I went to the mall during my lunch hour. The mall had a big variety of stores, including two department stores, so I was sure to find something that was just right. I found a space in the parking structure and entered the mall through the main entrance. This was right next to the food court. Where to start? I headed to one of the two department stores. On the way there, though, I saw a nice dress in a window display of a woman's clothing store. I decided to go in. As I walked in, I saw a sales clerk hanging some shirts on a rack. She said, "Hi, can I help you find something?" "Oh, I'm just browsing," I said. "Okay, let me know if you need any help." I told her, "Thanks," and started looking around the store. There were some nice sweaters folded on the shelves and some dress pants on the racks. I made my way toward the back of the store and found the same dress I saw in the window display. And it was on sale. It was 50% off. I started looking for my size. There were plenty of smalls and larges, but no mediums. The sales clerk was walking by just then, so I asked her, "Do you have any other sizes in the back?" But I was out of luck. This was all they had. "But," she said, "I have this dress in a medium, and it's been marked down, too. Would you like to try it on?" I said I did, and followed her to the dressing room. She said, "My name is Cheryl. Let me know if you need anything else." I tried the dress on, and it fit perfectly. I liked the color, too. I took the dress to the register. The sales clerk asked, "Are you ready?" I told her I was, and she started ringing me up. The clerk told me the total and asked me, "How would you like to pay for this?" "With my MasterCard," I said, and handed her my credit card. She processed the card and asked me to sign the credit card receipt. She handed me a copy and a bag with my new dress in it. She said, "There you go. I hope you like the dress." Thanks for coming in. I thanked her and left. I couldn't believe I got my shopping done so quickly. There's a first time for everything.
Lucy told us about a trip she took to the shopping mall. A mall is the same as a shopping center, a place where you find many stores together. There are different names that we give stores in English. A department store, where Lucy went, is a store that has many different things for sale. It has many different departments. It has a clothing department, and usually they have a furniture department, and maybe a shoe department, and an appliances department. Appliances are things like a washer, a dryer, and so forth. In the United States, it's very common that in a big shopping mall, there are 2, 3, sometimes 4 big department stores. Lucy said that she found a space in the parking structure of the mall. The term parking structure means the same as a parking lot, but it usually means a parking place that has more than one level. Usually a parking structure has 2, 3, sometimes 6 or 7 different floors or levels that you can park on. The sort of thing you would find in a big shopping mall. Another part of the shopping mall that Lucy mentioned was the food court. A food court, as you might guess, means a place where you find restaurants. This term, food court, is used usually just to talk about shopping malls, the place where you will find restaurants to eat. A food court usually has a group of tables and chairs in the middle that anyone from any of the restaurants can sit in. That's a food court. Lucy said that she went to one of the department stores, and on the way there, she saw a window display. A window display is, again, the two words together. Display means to show, and window, you already know, is a thing you can look through. When you go by a store, many stores have windows where they show their dresses or their shirts or other types of things to buy. So a window display is when you have that in a store. We sometimes use the term window shopping. I was window shopping yesterday. It means I was just looking. I wasn't actually buying anything. I was looking through the window of the store. Lucy says that she went and spoke with a sales clerk who was hanging some shirts on a rack. The word clerk refers to anyone who works in a store where they are helping customers. And a sales clerk is someone who works at the cash register. The cash register is the place where you go and pay for the things that you are buying, your clothes and so forth. Sales clerk is somebody usually who works in a department store or in another store in the mall. A rack is a place where you put clothing in a store to hang on, such as a shirt or some pants. you put them on a clothing rack. It's usually made out of metal, and it is where you hang things so that people can see them. Lucy said that she was just browsing. To browse, you may know, means to look at, but not really serious about buying. When you go into a store and someone asks you, may I help you? If you don't really want to talk to them and you just want to be on your own, you can say, no, I'm just browsing, or I'm just looking. Lucy said that she found some nice sweaters and some dress pants. Dress pants are pants, what you put on your legs, of course. Dress pants are pants for more formal occasions, for more formal events. Lucy said the pants were on sale. To be on sale means that they are discounted, that they are the price has been lowered, made less. We sometimes say that the price has been marked down. To mark down means to reduce the price of something. She said that there were plenty of smalls and larges, but no mediums. In talking about clothing in English, we use these words, small, large, medium, as nouns as well as adjectives. So you can say to someone, I'm looking for a small, meaning I'm looking for this piece of clothing in a small size. And you can make it plural. Do you have any mediums? Means, do you have any clothing that are medium sized? Lucy was looking for a medium, and since she didn't see any in the store, she asked the sales clerk if she had any mediums in the back. By saying in the back, Lucy means not on display, but back in the storage area. Usually stores don't have all of their items, all of the things they are selling, on display to show you. Some things they keep in a separate place, and then if you need more, or if they run out, that is, if they no longer have any on the display shelf, they go into the back of the store and get some more. So it's very common in a store, if you don't see what you want, to say, do you have any more in back or in the back, meaning in the back of the store in storage. I mentioned that the term markdown means to reduce price, and Lucy found a medium, a dress in a medium. Once again, notice the expression, in a medium. I'm looking for a shirt in a small, means I'm looking for a small-sized shirt. The dress that she found was marked down, reduced in price. She tried the dress on. To try on means, of course, to put it on and to see if it fits you. Lucy said she tried on the dress and it fit perfectly. To say something fits means it's not too big, it's not too small, it's just right. Lucy then went to the register. I mentioned earlier, I think, that a register or a cash register is the place where you go to pay for something in a store. The verb that we use to describe what the person working at the store, the sales clerk, does when you want to buy something, the phrase we use is to ring it up. Lucy said that the sales clerk started ringing me up. To ring up means to process the sale, to take your money, to put the right price into the cash register or the machine. Nowadays, it's usually a computer. And the sales clerk gives you back your receipt and whatever you bought. That is to ring up or to ring up a sale. Finally, the clerk, after giving Lucy her dress and in a bag, she said, "Thanks for coming in," meaning thanks for coming to our store and shopping. Lucy said that she couldn't believe she got her shopping done so quickly. She said at the end, "There's a first time for everything." This is a common expression in English. We use it to mean this is an unusual event, or this is something that does not happen very often. And it's often said in order to make a joke about something. For example, "I never like to go swimming, but I went to my friend's house and he had a swimming pool. And I jump in the pool and I say, 'Well, there's a first time for everything,' means I don't normally do this, but now I will." That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. Email us. Tell us who you are and where you are listening from. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, this is Dr. Jeff McQuillan saying we'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.